Good morning, everyone. It's Ken Bourbon Podcast. It's Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. You know what? My throat is acting up. My throat is being a bitch. For some reason, occasionally I'll do this. Cough. Feels like it's pollen. Don't feel sick. Just feels like an allergy. I'm going to start taking allergy medication. Relatives told me, hey, like, go grab the allergen. Go grab the Claritin. Do it, man. You're in Florida now. Anyway, I may have to. The sun is rising. The sun's coming up. I'm in Sunrise, Florida. It's hump day on what's feeling like a really big week. So I'm up starting to be bright and early here this morning. Actually, the moon and the sun, it's one of those where you can see them both almost at the same time. Anyway, so what got me motivated? People look at me weird when I'm podcasting and I walk by them. I guess I would too. Anyway, okay. what got me up early this morning, and it hasn't hit anybody yet because it came out too late, and it doesn't hit you right away, but you're gonna start to get there. The foundations for the whole defense of no Russia collusion, no Russia collusion, no Russia collusion stuff is starting, not starting. It took an enormous, enormous blow to Michael Cohen last night as Michael Avenatti, savage lawyer Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti's almost completely bald and also very tan face, skin, head is on TV. Somehow he's on every channel all the time, which is truly amazing. I didn't realize the extent of this. Someone who consumes a tremendous amount of cable news, even though I don't usually watch it on cable, I just get it passed through in segments on YouTube a lot. But either way, you CNN, MSNBC, not Fox. I don't know if. Is there a ban on Michael Avenatti's name on Fox? Probably not. I'm sure there have been clips of him on Fox, but I'm guaranteed they don't like to show them. But Avenatti's everywhere on the other two networks, and I think on even some of the main channels too. Now, Avenatti is doing a great job of extracting information because Cohen, this is the thing that Trump likes to do, is Trump likes to pass the signature line, the name, the ownership, the something off onto other people, the culpability onto other people. He loves to do that because that's how he squirms free is he makes other people take the blame for his messes, which is why one of the analogies they've been making or the metaphors or whatever on the shows they've been talking about is what Comey said, the presidency is a forest fire. It's true. Every tree that comes near him catches on fire, and people just end up gone, ruining reputations. My favorite one is Scaramucci. I do like that Trump burned Scaramucci, and Scaramucci still goes and shells for him. Like, he brought Scaramucci, and he made Scaramucci divest from some businesses or something, and then he never even hired him for more than a day. Like, he hired him and fired him before he was even hired. Hilarious. Hilarious, because he's such a douche. So Trump can do that to people we don't like. The problem is he's also doing it to everybody else. And so he likes to be kind of away from everything. But he's on record saying that Michael Cohen's his guy. Michael Cohen takes care of other things. You know, he's like, Michael takes care of some things. Those things he's talking about are apparently mob ties. And Michael Cohen, got shown to have a bank account for Essential Consultants or something, right? This fake company they created in Delaware to first pay out. He refinances a portion of his principal, takes out a home loan to pay off Stormy Daniels' accusations so that Stormy can't tell everyone that the president was raw dogging porn stars while Melania was breastfeeding, and somehow because people because Trump wanted to not have that out because maybe that would have affected the election. Just maybe. Maybe that would be more important to people than Hillary's emails in our perverse view of what we value as American voters. But, and it, that's probably correct, too. I mean, that does change things, right? I mean, it's one thing to be coerced with the Russians and messing with U.S. foreign policy based on personal loans. It's one thing to be doing that, which is horrible and treasonous, but it's another thing to be raw dogging porn stars while your wife, after your wife just gave birth. I mean, you're an asshole, and we understand you're a scumbag. Oh yeah, that's right. You're a mob boss, apparently. You're not a boss. He's not even a mob boss. He's not even a made man, I feel like. Maybe he is. Anyway, the point of all that was the enormous, enormous, enormous blow to the no collusion. Hey, no collusion. Hey, what's going on? Hey, my buddy, it's no collusion. Come on over here. Yeah, except for the fact that you got a $500,000 payment to Michael Cohen and this essential consultants in 2017 from a Russian oligarch. Okay, how does that happen? That only happens if you're using that account to funnel money to accept essentially, I don't know if it's bribes, but it's pay for play or what. It's taking money to do shit and do shady shit. And it's totally illegal and it's against everything that that politics is supposed to stand for. In the clean sense, what our political structure is supposed to be free of that open, naked corruption, right? Public corruption case. I heard the term being used. So that is enormous, enormous blow. It hasn't sunken in yet because we don't have all the the funny thing is, here's one bank account run by one yutz, Michael Cohen. And they already have, just from 2017, what I saw is well over $1 million in deposits from God knows where. There's a bunch of other companies that are coming out that are being named, like Novartis, I think, was in there. There was a Korean aerospace one. There was AT&T. That's right. AT&T. I believe it. So different people were paying off Michael Cohen. Now, here's what the funny thing is. This feels like to me so dumb and so easy to trace. Like, you think that you're not going to be able to find out who's related to a company and receive wires and deposits of over $1 million in your account? You fucking crazy? You think a bank doesn't know that? You think people just randomly get $1 million a year from and have like no, you know, we have no idea what the business is, just real estate consulting, business. Hey, it's his business, you know? So I heard that Michael has businesses, you know, it's his business. All right, we are not gonna play out in an 80s mobster movie. This is just stupid, right? Okay, we get it. This is what collusion looks like. This is what treasonous behavior looks like. It's treasonous when we're at war with the nation, which you can debate whether or not we are at war with Russia. But it is certainly a conspiracy to defraud the United States when doing it not at a time of war. And it is so imprisonable as fuck. Now, okay, so Avenatti is so cunning that he's able to get some of the crown jewels through his civil case and his procedure, his defamation stuff, and all this stuff that he's going, he's just relentless. He's like I call him a pro boner attorney, not pro bona, because he is taking down Trump's boner. It's Trump's porn boner that is ruining, at least exacerbating the issue of the exposure of all of the crimes and all the other nonsense that's buried in what he does. And so that's how we get to see it first before what arguably is the more adult investigation about cyber espionage, about bribery, about public corruption, and those things that are really super extensive stuff that are still playing themselves out. There's still a crime in progress. You forget that, I mean, you forget the magnitude of this, right? But having the personal fixer, it's not really an attorney because Michael Cohen wasn't arguing cases in court for Trump, I believe. He wasn't like defending him in the Trump University case where he lost and had to pay, and I believe still had to pay, I don't know if he has paid it yet, the $25 million he's supposed to pay to people that got defrauded by him. for not really being a real university. He's such a fraud in every way. Everyone needs to accept that he is a fraud in every way, and we just should scoff at him. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I forgot where I was going to go in this podcast. So with this exposure of an open $500,000 Russian bribe to Michael Cohen, presidents, Michael handles things and other things and businesses, right. So Michael Cohen, of course, is getting paid $500,000 from the Russians for no reason at all because he has no idea who the president is, right? Even though he has three clients, he's got Donald Trump, Elliot Broidy, and Sean Hannity. By the way, what must Sean Hannity have done? Can't you wait to hear what it must be? Think about it. Sean Hannity risked life and limb to have his name not exposed in court. So he tried to call some BS executive first because he knows. He knows attorney-client privilege. He knows that when whatever really what it is comes out, it is going to end his mother effing career. And I don't know what it is, but I sit and I dream at night about what it is. And I know what do you fear about Sean Hannity going down? And the answer is, it's important. I actually really enjoy it. I am totally aroused at people that are evil getting what's coming to them. I like a good Dateline episode where the cops find out what's going on. I also like one where the guy's innocent and they get him out of jail. Those are fun too. But I do like it when the evil people get caught and get locked up. I enjoy seeing justice. And seeing someone get on and attack the FBI and attack real honest Americans doing their job and doing the right thing, not for $1 million a year, not for tens of millions of dollars a year, but for $70,000 a year and really killing themselves. And to criticize a wide swath of people and attack them because you are a criminal yourself. You have to see these people pulled off the air, arrested and imprisoned because it is part of a conspiracy. Anyway, I will love seeing what's coming to him. He's clearly done something that's going to send him to jail. I don't know what it is, but I can't wait to find out. Now moving on, we're 12 minutes in. So now what, right? Now what? I know it hasn't hit everyone yet. It didn't hit me yet, but it's starting to. Oh yeah, we witnessed a tiny sliver of a bank account showing a $500,000 Russian public corruption money bribe type thing. And among other stuff, among others, that's just one count. Wait till the hundreds of millions and the over billion that I keep talking about gets fully exposed in all the places now. So that means, okay, that's collusion, done and done. You're working with the Russians, time to lock them up. Right? Well, let's get out the cuffs, right? Like it's time now. Now, well, why doesn't that happen right now? Why isn't this morning a special session of Congress this morning? I'm up early for fuck's sakes. Why isn't Congress there this morning impeaching the president? Because we are now way, 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 way too close to obvious public documented information of Russian collusion with the president's lawyer and, of course, the president, right? It's not absurd to draw that conclusion because what's the president's lawyer doing? He's a nobody without the president, so it's obviously about the president, right? Now, okay, all right, now that we've established that, right, that'll hit everybody soon as more and more financial evidence comes in. What do we do now? Well, it's time to talk to Mike Pence. This is the other thing we should have started doing earlier. And I started seeing a little bit more in the news, but now I see what's going on. It's time to talk to Mike Pence. Because as soon as we get Congress straightened out and get impeachment through, which apparently is the route you go, maybe we indict first, there's a million ways to go about it, but eventually there'll be impeachment. But before that, so you say you impeach Trump because he's clearly a criminal, right? And for a million reasons. You get him out. Now you've got Pence. Well, Pence, you're going to have to take a position on this. If you want to be the guy that knows nothing, if you want to be the guy that had nothing to do with any of this, then you have to start taking an opinion on this. Somebody needs to ask Mike Pence today how he feels about Michael Cohen accepting $500,000 from a Russian oligarch in 2017. Ask him how he feels about that and how he feels about Russia. Let's get a real answer. And I don't want to hear anything about what the president feels like, because we don't care what the president says anymore. We're going to be asking you, because you're probably going to be president, unless there's something I don't know about that's going to get you impeached too. So you need to start making a stance on things and acting presidential, because it looks like it's heading there pretty darn fast. So let's do that today. Somebody get a hold of Mike Pence and ask him some questions. Mike Pence, how do you feel? I mean, here's one for Sarah Sanders. I think they should ask her at the press conference today. Given that we're gonna actually preempt Sarah's answer, because her answer is always, well, I have not spoken to that person about that specific topic, and right now I will get back to you, or I won't even get back to you. I've given you the best information I can at the time. Just literally talking points of no responses, right? Because you can't respond, because it's awful. Well, how about we ask Sarah Huckabee, why don't we ask her today, hey, what does Mike Pence think about the Trump's lawyer accepting $500,000? Why don't we start asking her what Mike Pence thinks? And if she will get pissy, and she'll probably be like, well, I'm going to have to ask you to talk to the spokesman for the vice president, who is, I believe, sheltered right now in your anus. She won't really give you an answer, probably. Or maybe she will. Maybe she won't realize what's going on at first and start to talk and say, I haven't spoken to the vice president yet, but whatever. Well, at least let's start doing that. One, it's going to piss Trump off, because we're going to start looking past him. Because one thing that Trump did was, he's like, all right, well, I got Pence. Pence said he was going to pardon me. That's the deal we got. That's the deal I'd make, right? If I'm a criminal and I'm the president, I'm going to pick a vice president. I want that person to shut up and pardon my ass. Two things I need out of that guy. I believe Pence has made that promise. So we also need to ask Pence about that. But let's start with just accepting that he knows that Trump's lawyer is taking money from the Russians, number one. As recently as last year. And probably this year, if you think about it. So, there's a million things going on this morning. It's hump day. It's going to hit everybody soon what's going on. If you hear the president say no collusion one more time, it's time to bitch slap the president back with some facts. Because I'm going to be sending up a scrap showing you exactly how much money publicly we can confirm the president has been taking from whoever. And it's going to be overwhelming, and Ken Berman's out.